Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present to you the man that God has mightily anointed with a miracle ministry, with a sermon designed to bring help, blessing, and deliverance to you, God's man of faith and power, Reverend A.A. Allen.
Praise God. Everybody happy today? If you're happy, say amen. Yeah. Do you believe everything in this old black book? Yeah. Everybody that believes everything in this book, say amen. Yeah. All right, I want to read you a verse of scripture. And if you believe it, I want you to say amen again. Be thou holy, for I am holy. Yeah. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Yeah. Here's another one. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Yeah. Do you believe that? Yeah. Do you know what it means? It means that sin will not quit, defeat, or overcome you if you claim the promises of God. Yeah. Be holy as God is holy. How? By claiming the promises of God. Yeah. Leave sin alone. How? By resisting the devil and trusting the power of God to keep you. How many believe you can do it? Now, do you mean to tell me we can't be clean? Do you mean that I have to be filthy or that you have to be filthy? When you say we cannot be holy, then you say we cannot be clean. Isn't it the blood of Jesus that cleanses us? Isn't it the blood of Jesus that makes us clean? Then, if you can be cleansed by the blood, you can be holy. And the Lord would never command us in 1 Peter 1:16 to be holy unless he'd make it possible for us to attain his commands. Amen. What kind of a God are you serving if he'd command you to do a thing and then not enable you to keep that commandment? Because the Bible says that if we love him, we are going to keep his commandments. Amen. Amen. And listen to me now. This is a direct command that we stay clean and that we live holy, that we think clean and we think holiness. My Bible said he also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. That's 1 Peter 2:21. And what are his steps? The rest of it says that he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Now I know this is not the regular teaching and training that most people get in their churches. The modernistic trend today is to tell you that everybody sins all the time, that we're in this world and we have to be partakers of the world. But that is not what Jesus said. He says in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, the 26th verse, that the church that's going to rise triumphant to be with him, we will be without a spot, without a wrinkle or any such thing. It should be holy and without blemish. So according to the word of God, the church that is going to rise triumphant to be with the Lord will not be a church that's living in sin and trifling with the devil all the time. Trifling lightly with the things of God and always flirting with the devil. As some people say, it's a hard job to live the Christian life. But that's not what the Bible says. My Bible said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For the yoke is easy, and the burden is light. Oh, but somebody said, Brother Allen, it's a hard job to live for God. That's a lie of the devil. The yoke is easy, and the burden is light. I'm going to tell you what's hard. When you try to walk with one hand in the hand of Jesus and hold on to the devil's hand at the same time. My Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. I'll tell you why it's hard for some people seemingly to live for God. They're trying to hold on to God and hold on to the devil. And I'll tell you this, it's a mighty hard job to do that. Amen. You're going to have to turn loose of one or the other. You can't hold on both of them at the same time. The reason it's hard is because you're a transgressor. The way of the transgressor is hard. But when we claim the promises of God, we have a change of heart. Because Ezekiel 36:26 says, a new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will put my spirit in you, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes and keep his commandments and do them. See what I mean? It's pretty hard to live for God if you just sign a church card, if you just join a church, if you just baptize in water or shake a preacher's hand. Amen. But there's nothing hard about it when you have Christ on the inside. As Paul said, Christ in me, he doeth the works. And do you mean to tell me, now listen, that the Lord would command us to be clean and to be holy and to leave sin alone and not enable us to do so? In the 5th chapter of John, the 14th verse, the Lord healed a man down at the pool. And he met him the next day and he said, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Is that a command? In other words, leave sin alone. Resist the devil, Peter said, and he shall flee from you. In the 8th chapter of John, the 10th verse, the scripture says, Jesus, after he met the woman at the well, he said, Go and sin no more. 1 Corinthians 15, 34 says, Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some of you have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Now, I'm quoting from the Bible. But some of you don't have a knowledge of God's Word. Paul said, I speak it to your shame. Why? Because you haven't a belief or a feeling that everybody sins all the time and everybody has to sin all the time. But if that is your opinion, hear me, you'll never make heaven your home. Why? Because heaven will not be filled up with sinners. Hell will be filled with sinners, and heaven is a place for a godly, clean, holy people. And if you want to make heaven your home, you'd better turn your back on your sins. Be cleansed by the blood. Walk in the light. Resist the devil and stay clean for God. You believe you can do it? I'm going to tell you this. If you aren't, you'll never make heaven your home. And you're going to have to believe this before you can ever attain the thing which God said. And I want everybody to bow your heads right now. I'm going to pray that every sinner... Hears me preach right now. But every one of you that listen to me preach, make heaven your home, that not a one of you that heard this sermon will go to hell. My God, in Jesus' name, save every sinner and every backslider that heard this sermon today. Save them now. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask for the glory of God. Amen. Everybody say amen. 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 Everybody happy tonight? If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden.